there are some scriptures to wrap up anything or to add in at this point, Kevin?
Yeah, just poor Joey over there made a small comment about not adding to, I shouldn't say poor Joey, about not adding to scripture. And I think we mentioned that the theory about what happened in between was only a theory. And so for those of us who do not want to believe that anything crazy or different happened between there that we don't know about, there are some scriptures to defend that nothing happened in between there, aside from perhaps the fall of Lucifer. And we have Genesis 1:31. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And so, looking at that verse in a way, if there were some sort of recreation, it contradicts this verse. Because God is saying what he made was good. And the idea that God made something that didn't work out and he had to redo it may be seen as almost in a way denying God's omnipresence and omnipotence. Yes, he did have to destroy the world with a flood, but he didn't recreate it after the flood. The earth continued through natural processes, of course, started and allowed by God. And then also Exodus 11, which we already read. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven, earth, and sea. And saying that everything was created in 6 days, including this form, this earth that was without form and void, which also cuts out the idea that there could be some sort of recreation. So they're just two verses that seem to defend the idea that nothing happened in terms of time in between verses 1 and 2.
I'll just add for sort of a closing thought, perhaps. It would have been nice if we also had some time to just see some of the lessons from the creation itself, not just the factual look at it, which is the main thing we wanted to address. But we could also think the fact that God, obviously, as Kevin was just mentioning, he uses the events of creation as lessons for his people at various times. And one of them is about the Sabbath and that for the people of Israel. I think we could see two big things that God emphasizes. One is separation, where, for example, he does not want people to be in darkness. He does not want his world to be in darkness. He wants there to be light. There is such a thing as the heavens. Mm-hmm. We should be heavenly minded. We should not be earthly minded. And things like this. Separation is one of the things that, and it's, we want to hold it in a way that God holds it. It's God's blessing to take his people, his world, out of what is poor and bad and empty and dark, and give blessing where there is brightness and where there is heaven and so on. The other thing is fruitfulness. That when you see the other, especially days 1, 2, and 3 talk a lot about separation. Days 4, 5, and 6 talk a lot about fruitfulness. And this is really a wonderful thing, that this is something that God is illustrating, that he wants to fill his creation with multi-various type parts, aspects of what he has created. He didn't just create one group of things and they all look exactly the same. Just the wide variety and diversity in creation and all the creativity, if we may say it that way, about what God has done. And that he set it in motion to continue to produce, to be fruitful and multiply. And even as we said on Sunday, he even is involved in that creative process, that when a new life is begun, that human being is being formed by God in the womb even. These are two big things that ought to be seen in our Christian lives as well. The fact that there is separation so that we can be blessed by God, and the fact that there is fruitfulness. You know, if we only hold separation and we leave out fruitfulness, we're going to be very hard people. If we only talk about fruitfulness and we forget that there is darkness to be separate from, we're going to be very incomplete Christians. But when we think about walking in the light as he is in the light and being fruitful and multiplying, these are really very wonderful things to carry ourselves through in our daily living. It's the two big principles that God established by way of illustration when he created.
And also, add really quickly, God in his sovereignty gave us these chapters for his glory, to understand creation is for his glory, and He's letting us in on His counsels from the beginning. And anything more that we are oftentimes tempted to bring in, it makes very nice stories, but I think it brings more glory to man than it does to God. And that's what we should really guard ourselves from giving.
Amen.
As you say, the as what the writer of Hebrews says, by faith we believe that the worlds were created. He doesn't even go beyond anything of Scripture. As a matter of fact, for us, in our perspective, we would say he was very conservative. All he said was, well, God created this. So we should be very careful not to say or think anything what is not in Scripture. We see Exodus 20, we see Genesis 1. We should leave it there. And also for those things that there are lots of ideas, lots of things circulating in the world. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy at the end, he says, First Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, reading from New King James. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding, not combating, not discussing, but avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. And the Lord says to Job, where were you? Where were you?
Could you also read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7? Yes, you. Because sure. I have my French Bible.
Exactly, okay.
Verse 7, yeah.
But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. That's very important. It's not a factual thing, other than what we know. We believe that God created the world. What do we exercise ourselves with? And as you gave an excellent application of separation and fruitfulness. Excellent application. Because that's exercising ourselves onto godliness. What is the practical application for us? Not merely to know that DNA started on day two, that these things started at certain times. We have no idea how light came, and yet stars were later. But exercise ourselves rather onto godliness. I'd encourage that the discussions that we have further would bring out points such as what separation is and these things.
A brother could close in prayer.